COVID is on the rise. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House response coordinator says cases are up across 90% of the country.
So far nationally, in our analysis of the data, death numbers are just beginning to rise. We obviously want to make sure that does not go any further.
So Dr. Hashish Jha is appealing again for Americans to get the updated COVID vaccine, for doctors to prescribe treatments, and for governors to take action.
Secretary Becerra is sending out a letter to all governors, underscoring that our partnership with state and local leaders has been essential to fighting this virus. But the secretary also made clear we need them to step up right now.
He says the plan to make this winter better than last winter also includes more free COVID tests available at covidtests.gov. Lawmakers are trying to buy more time to reach agreement on federal spending while avoiding a government shutdown.
The House approved a one-week continuing resolution extending a government funding deadline from tomorrow night until late next week.
The 117th Congress hasn't had a single government shutdown, not one, not even for a day. I hope we don't start now, just as we approach the finish line.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging a drama-free bipartisan vote as negotiators continue working behind the scenes on a much broader bill, a more than $1.5 trillion package that would fund the full government through September.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The one-week stopgap clearing a procedural hurdle so far in the Senate this afternoon. Recession fears take over again on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 764 points. A former Texas police officer convicted of manslaughter for killing a black woman, Tatiana Jefferson, shot through the rear window of her home as officers responded to a call about an open front door. The officers testifying that thought the house might have been burglarized and Jefferson was armed. Body cam footage shows they did not identify themselves as police. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
TikTok will be banned on government devices in Georgia. Governor Kemp becoming the 12th Republican governor to make that move over security concerns. His order also includes a ban on messaging apps, WeChat and Telegram. An overhaul could be coming soon to fix technical issues in federal prisons as a way to help crack down on corruption, escapes and deaths.
The Prison Camera Act, passed by the Senate last year and now approved by the House, would force the U.S. Bureau of Prisons to fix broken surveillance cameras and install new ones and provide upgraded tools to fight and investigate staff misconduct, inmate violence, and other problems. The bill now goes to President Biden to be signed into law amid multiple investigations of crime and corruption in federal prisons. The bipartisan legislation would also require upgrades at the Bureau of Prisons' 122 facilities within 3 years, though additional funding wasn't included in the bill.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The San Francisco Police Commission taps the brakes on a proposal to limit the traffic stops made by police for offenses including broken taillights, failure to signal, and driving with an expired registration.
Supporters argue it will reduce racial disparities and boost public safety, freeing up officers to work on other matters. Others disagree.
I have a fundamental issue with officers being banned from enforcing laws in the vehicle code.
San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott telling Fox's KTVU News he's working with the commission to find a balance. Commission President Cindy Elias.
We plan to release a further revised version of this policy.
citing a large public response for and against it.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. The outgoing Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker will be the new president of the NCAA, largest governing body for college sports in the U.S. He'll take over in March at a time of sweeping reform aimed at decentralizing the way college sport is run. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.